Okay, Ms. Espinosa, would you state your name and agency number for the record?
Jacqueline Nicole Espinosa, 285738.
Thank you. You're being for the Arizona Board of Executive Commissioners on the revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on the warrant.
Yes.
And based on information that we have, we were notified of this hearing back on August the 15th. Do you remember that notification, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
It stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room, but I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon.
Yes, I'll be representing myself.
Okay. Although you cannot see us, there will be two board members participating in the hearing this afternoon. They are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Ms. Espinosa and Mr. Turner, the book is swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you God and you so firm.
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. You have one allegation on your warrant, and I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 1, as demonstrated by your failure to report and contact your supervising officer or duty officer by a personal visit within one working day, unless otherwise directed by a special condition on or about June 7, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown, that you were to respond from supervision. Now, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you. Based upon the admission of Mr. Pelosa, I move the findings to violate the terms and conditions that she was delinquent, that she had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, so C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. You have been found in violation of terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing. So we're going to ask that you remain quiet, and we're going to get some background information from Mr. Turner, and then we're going to come back and talk with you, ma'am. Mr. Turner, would you give us some background information?
Ms. Espinosa was released from ADC custody on 6-7-2018 and arrested on 7-20-2018 by Tucson PD. No new charges are noted. She is returned back to ADC custody on 7-20-2018 with an adjusted CCD of 12-22-2018. With 43 absconding days. Current conviction, 2016, robbery, 2 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2011, robbery, 2 years. This is her second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 33, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior term to supervision, 2015, TIS release, completed 1 month. Disciplinary is moderate with fighting and theft noted. Where other arrests, she has had other, there has been other arrests, but the charges were dismissed. She has a GB score of G1, B2.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Turner. Okay, Ms. Espinosa, we're back to you, ma'am.
Yes.
Based on the information that we have in the case supervision summary, that we were released, you were to stay with Olson Begay. On Pierce Street in Phoenix, and did you remain there or did you move somewhere else, ma'am?
What happened, the residence was vacant, and at the time when I got out, I did respond to the residence. Like I said, it was vacant, and I don't know anybody in Phoenix, so I decided to go to Tucson because that's where my mother is and my family. My mother is really sick at this moment, and so I just wanted to verify that as well. And she was sick. I did notify the parole several times. Maybe I should have done it more, or I should have done it more to verify that I was in Tucson.
You should have done it 1 day after you were released, but I assume that you did not. So you just went on down to Tucson, and then in Tucson you remained, you stayed with your mother for the entire time that you were in Tucson, now?
Yes, sir.
And did you find any employment while you were out there?
I was actually going to start to go back to school, But my, like I said, my mother is very ill, and I wanted to remain at the house to focus on her so I could help her.
Okay, we're sorry to hear about your mother's illness. We hope that she will be well soon.
I hope so too. Thank you.
Okay, now, I don't see that you had a UA. Did you have any UAs while you were out?
No, I didn't have no UAs. Okay. They've done UAs to me here when I was in prison. I think I was in Pedro, and they did UA me several times. I'm not too sure if you have any results on that.
Did you use any type of drugs or alcohol at all?
No, sir.
Okay, you never used any?
No, I didn't. I was making sure my mother was taken care of and was taking her pills. And at this time, also, my sister is pregnant, so I wanted to take care of my sister as well. I also want to let you know that since I've been here in prison, I've already lost two of my family members.
We're extremely sorry to hear about that. Please accept our condolences.
Thank you.
When you get out now, or you get out in December, what are your plans, ma'am?
I do want to go back to school, and I do want to focus on my mother. That's my plan, actually. It's always been my plan, because my mom could either get worse or she could get better. I'm hoping better, but at this moment, they're saying it might get worse, so...
Well, we're hoping for better as well. So at this time, ma'am, I'm going to see if my distinguished board member might have any questions for you.
No.
Okay, well, we do have something coming from Mr. Turner, so just hold on, and we'll be right back to you, ma'am.
Okay.
For the record of a review of all mess notes, there is no indication that there was ever any contact made by the offender to the parole office.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, Mr. Turner, for sharing that with the board. Okay. We're coming to the interview here on Ms. Espinosa. Is there anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself?
Yeah, I just want to apologize for my actions, and I'm hoping to show you that I could do better with my life.
Okay, well, we're sure that you will, because we don't want to see you in urge again. Now the board is coming to us to end of your hearing. Therefore, we're going to ask that you remain quiet. As the board is going into discussion, we're going to ask that you stay on the phone. So the board is now in discussion. I find Ms. Espinosa to be a very interesting young lady. I think that she has head on straight, but she was more interested in her mother, and within one working day, she had not advised her parole officer, apparently, and she will be out in December, and I think it would be best if she just put her program together so that when she get out in December, she'll be ready to move forward and will not have to report to a parole officer. But that's my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to my distinguished colleague.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to move to find that Ms. Espinosa violated terms of conditional supervision, that she was detained for it, in as much as she did not advise her parole officer where she was, and that she absconded as well. I further move to revoke her community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Ma'am, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you are going to be released on December the 22nd, before Christmas. And so we wish you the best, and we hope that you'll put your program together and that we will never see you in orange again. Good luck, and your hearing is over.
Thank you.
Thank you.